This is Jay Sekulow, closing arguments today in the Gosnell trial.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
If you're not making mistakes, you're not really attempting to do something.
The Jeffrey Dahmer-like murder trial of abortionist named Kermit Gosnell is replete with shocking testimony of beheadings, unfathomable abuse, spinal cord snippings, death, and body parts in jars. But how different, really, is Gosnell's House of Horrors from the abortions that occur in clinics around the country every single day? Not much, not much at all.
When asked about Gosnell's crime, our president tells us he has no comment. Where is your outrage, Mr. President? Are you too busy preparing your remarks for tomorrow night's Planned Parenthood fundraising gala?
Every day, in every state, in every center that Planned Parenthood operates, there's stories like those. Lives you've saved, women you've empowered, families that you've strengthened. That's why no matter how great the challenge, no matter how fierce the opposition, there's one thing the past few years have shown. It's that Planned Parenthood is not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere today. It's not going anywhere tomorrow.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I've got two daughters. If they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you. God bless America.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
You know, folks, every time we play that line from the President of the United States, thank you, Planned Parenthood, God bless you, and God bless America. I've gotten a lot of emails over the weekend. People are really outraged about that. But then listen to what the president said in his speech, though, again. We played this just moments ago, but I want you to listen to it. I'm going to jump in a part here where the president talks about the lives you've saved. To me, an unbelievable statement, but nevertheless, this is the President of the United States speaking to Planned Parenthood, number 19.
Every day, in every state, in every center that Planned Parenthood operates, there's stories like those. Lives you've saved, women you've empowered.
Whoa. Excuse me. Lives you've saved. How about the lives you've taken? Over 50 million. That's what we should be talking about when we were using the phrase Planned Parenthood. Besides their eugenics history. And the irony of the president speaking on that is just unbelievable. First sitting president, Jordan, that has sat and talked to Planned Parenthood or actually spoke at one of their events.
That's right. I mean, Planned Parenthood has played a crucial role for the Obama administration, both politically funding the campaigns of Democrats across the country and President Obama's supporter and President Obama, but also writing the health care law, writing the HHS mandate. And now, you know, the president didn't go to their gala in celebration of abortion, but showed up the next day, first sitting president in history, and he chooses during the time when we're, you know, it's the Gosnell trial, starts the closing arguments.
Yeah, I mean, listen to number 21, folks, then I'm going to get you to take direct action here.
I want to thank all of you for the remarkable work that you're doing day in, day out in providing quality health care to women all across America. You are somebody that women count on for so many important services. And we are truly grateful to you.
And, of course, the ones they rattle off, they don't actually do. But they sure do abortions. Largest abortion provider in the world. The word abortion never came out of the president's mouth. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. How do you like your taxpayer dollars going to this group that the president's speaking of so proudly? 1-800-684-3110. Now, we've got a petition up right now that is really, over the weekend, gaining tremendous momentum. In fact, we're well over 135,000 signatures. The weekend we were at about 110, so we've added almost 25,000 signatures this weekend. Let's stop the funding of Planned Parenthood when the Gosnell trial closing arguments start today at noon. Let's send a message to Washington. The number is 1-877-989-2255. Enough is enough. Our taxpayer dollars should not be going to Planned Parenthood. 1-877-989-2255. You can also sign that petition at aclj.org. But folks, take action now. We should be funding this. 877-989-2255.
What's unfolding in a Philadelphia courtroom is horrific. Graphic testimony about the abhorrent procedures performed by abortionist Kermit Gosnell, dismembering children after they are born. But here's the truth. Planned Parenthood has argued in the Florida legislature for the right to do exactly what Gosnell did, kill a child after it is born if the mother and doctor agree. And now we discover that Planned Parenthood knew about Gosnell's horrifying clinic where women died and baby after baby was killed after they were born. They knew and they did nothing, leaving it up to Gosnell's victims to come forward. There's no excuse for this atrocity, and there's no excuse for the fact that Planned Parenthood gets almost half of its budget from the American taxpayer. The ACLJ is battling back, challenging the abortion giant in court and working aggressively on Capitol Hill and in state legislatures to defund them. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org.
Right then, the Lord. Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. I played this last week. I'm going to play it again. First, I'm going to play from a patient of Dr. Gosnell, number 5. And then I'm going to set the stage for what the Philadelphia assistant DA had to say. But first, listen to Davida Clark describing what went on in this, quote, clinic of the abortionist Gosnell.
I came in, and they finally called my name. And I went upstairs. And I remember just walking through and looking, and I seen some women that looked half dead. In these bloody recliner chairs. There was blood all over the floor. And I just kept going.
So that's a description of the inside of the clinic. Now, if that's not gruesome enough, Ann Pontario is assistant district attorney in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She described what took place in the actual procedures in one of the instances with Dr. Gosnell. Folks, this is pretty gruesome, very gruesome. So if you've got kids, you may want to turn it down for a moment, but the rest of you listen to this. You need to see the evidence. Number 4.
There was one baby that when it was born, one of the workers was playing with it for several minutes before the worker did exactly what Dr. Gosnell did, snipped the back of the neck. And when we use the word snip, it is a scissors taking a bony part of a vertebrae and cutting it. This is a very, very painful thing. And some of these babies did not die immediately. And they describe their bodies twitching and lifeless.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do. You've heard the evidence. Gosnell's on trial. Planned Parenthood is on trial in other cases that we have. We're fighting back hard, folks, but we need to get your name on a petition going to Congress to get this issue resolved. We at least stop funding Planned Parenthood. They knew about the Gosnell situation and did nothing. The largest abortion provider in the world knew what was going on in that clinic and did nothing. Call us at 1-877-989-2255. Everyone that's listening to me, you go to your phones right now. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign the petition there. Very easy to do. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Gosnell said in an interview that he did in 2010, I want to be an effective, positive force in the minority community. I mean, the president of the United States needs to understand something, that a majority of the abortions that are performed in a lot of these clinics are in minority communities. I mean, I look at it as a version of infanticide, of course, but race-based. And if you look at the history of Planned Parenthood, it's all there. So, folks, you're hearing the evidence. The question is, are you going to take action, or are we going to say, well, this is horrible, I wish it didn't happen, or are we going to do something about it? Go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Than Bennett, our Director of Governmental Affairs, let me ask you this, Than. We laid this out last week. Let's do it again. What is pending and what action do we need? And then I want to ask Jordan a particular question about this.
It sure looks, Jay, like the horrors of this Gosnell trial are the beginning of a catalyst for change on the Hill. There are three bills, H.R. 217, H.R. 61, and S-135, that would defund Planned Parenthood of their Title $10. Last week, Jay, 18 members of the House of Representatives went down to the floor. They spoke against the horrors of Kermit Gosnell and stood in favor of these bills. But let me just say this. What it is going to take to get these bills enacted to the law, this is going to take pro-life Democrats and those who profess to be moderate on this issue. Jay, you cannot be moderate on the life issue if you favor sending these dollars to Planned Parenthood. That's the coalition that we've got to bring together, and hopefully this Gosnell trial is going to be the beginning of that.
Well, that's what needs to happen, Jordan. We've got some, we're going to play this in a moment, some investigation work that was done by Live Action that is very dramatic, but I want to set the stage for it because you've worked with some of these groups in the past. The fact is, the more we find out about Planned Parenthood through people going in there, the worse and worse the picture is for them.
That's right. I mean, you've got a situation where the Planned Parenthood has been exposed for fraud. They have been exposed as having their workers, which they've had to fire, folks, for trying to basically handle abortions for minors forced into prostitution. Okay, that was caught on video. That was Planned Parenthood facilities. Remember also, as we continue this discussion, Planned Parenthood, we remember the situation in Florida where the Planned Parenthood lobbyists, let's not forget, this is all the same organization that did the whole testimony saying, you know, there shouldn't be a law protecting a born alive child during an abortion procedure and who gets to make the decision on life. And then they had to reverse. This is new. Planned Parenthood has never been under the spotlight like this. We knew, but because of technology, it was hard to show the media. It was hard where it could run on cable news, where you could show people, hear it on radio. Now, with the technology we have, every congressional hearing, every state House of Representatives hearing, every subcommittee is on film, and you can watch it. Nothing is hidden anymore, and that's what Planned Parenthood can't stand about this trial, because I can't remember the last time you've had this much attention on what is really happening inside the abortion industry. If it is as tight-knit of a network as they make it out to be, then they cannot act as if they had no idea about this. In fact, we know that they knew that there were problems here, and they refused to do anything because they knew if they brought attention on Gosnell, guess what happens? Exactly what's happened now. Five close in Delaware. They close in Virginia. They close out in California. You've got 911 calls coming in on the record. This is all coming out now.
All right. So we've got some Live Action did an undercover investigation of an abortionist in Virginia. I think it was in Virginia. I'm not sure where the location is. But let me tell you this, folks. We're going to play it for you. It's undercover footage. So the audio, you got to listen to. It's about a minute long here. We're going to play 24, 25, and 26. Actually, let's break it up. Let's go with number 24 first. This is between Live Action, the undercover investigator, and the doctor, Santagello.
Obviously, you're here for a certain procedure, and if your pregnancy were, let's say you went into labor, the membranes ruptured, and you delivered before we got to the termination part of the procedure here, you know, then we would do things, we would not help it, let's say. We wouldn't intubate.
Okay.
It would be, you know, a person that would be a terminal person in the hospital, let's say, that had cancer.
So the doctor's saying if the child's born alive, he does nothing. So if you don't, you know, when the president of the United States said this was rare, that he trusts these doctors and that they would do the right thing to help the child if it was mistakenly, quote-unquote, born alive. Now listen to the next one.
Whereas if you were in a hospital in Virginia, let's say, and you went into labor and you went to the hospital, and then they saw you deliver, they would do everything possible to help that fetus survive.
Okay, but you won't.
We wouldn't.
Okay.
You know, and that's happened before, to tell you the truth.
Really?
Yeah.
Folks, you heard it. They have been born alive. It's happened before, to tell you the truth, and we will do nothing to help the fetus, quote unquote. It gets worse. Listen to 26.
We've had patients that, you know, on the second day of the lavinaria, they got some contractions, and they panicked, and they were in Virginia at the hospital, and they went to the hospital because they had some pain instead of calling me, you know, and they just went to the hospital, and the hospital helped them to deliver, which was the stupidest thing they could have done.
Oh, my God.
You know, which, you know,
yeah.
And they did everything they shouldn't have done, which was help them to deliver.
So there it is. The evidence of these abortionists is starting to come out now for everybody to hear. And my question to you, the American people, is this. We're bringing you the evidence. Will you take action right now? Go to ACLJ.org. Sign that petition, because the largest provider of abortions in the United States is Planned Parenthood. Or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Remember, it was Planned Parenthood that undercover investigators went in, and they were telling the individuals how to skirt around the laws for underage abortion, for sex trafficking. And what does Planned Parenthood do? Get our taxpayer money. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, let's take a phone call.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Audius in New York City on line one. Audius, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, God bless you. Listen, I wish there was a way that we could get a CD or something, willing to pay $25, $50 so they can give it to our church. If it gets to the churches, it would spread like wildfire.
I'm going to give you, you don't have to pay for it, I'm going to give you two documentaries that we've done. One's called Choosing Life. The other one's called Life Happens. You get on hold, and we're going to get you that information. We will send it to you. It's something, if you want to show it to your church, we encourage you to do it. It's great information about this. Jordan, as this evidence comes out, this unique convergence we need to take action on.
Exactly right. And if we don't take action here, we are missing an opportunity, which I use that word as horrendous as this is, because we know that this is happening in other places. This is not a one-off. This is someone who got caught. This is the abortion industry getting caught. And they think, you know, they're in a place like Philadelphia. Look how many years it took for a prosecutor to be brave enough, you know, the Gosnell trial, where a prosecution was brave enough to finally file murder charges and go after him. That took decades. He's been there since the 70s. We have got to act now. And, folks, you need to call our toll-free number and take a stand here, 877-989-2255. When will enough be enough? When will we say, no, we're not going to send our taxpayer dollars there? We're calling for that, but it shouldn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign our petition at ACLJ.org or call 877-989-2255. This time.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now, calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org.
What's unfolding in a Philadelphia courtroom is horrific. Graphic testimony about the abhorrent procedures performed by abortionist Kermit Gosnell, dismembering children after they are born. But here's the truth. Planned Parenthood has argued in the Florida legislature for the right to do exactly what Gosnell did, kill a child after it is born if the mother and doctor agree. And now we discover that Planned Parenthood knew about Gosnell's horrifying clinic where women died and baby after baby was killed after they were born. They knew and they did nothing, leaving it up to Gosnell's victims to come forward. There's no excuse for this atrocity, and there's no excuse for the fact that Planned Parenthood gets almost half of its budget from the American taxpayer. The ACLJ is battling back, challenging the abortion giant in court and working aggressively on Capitol Hill and in state legislatures to defund them. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
a golden opportunity to give and to love.
Let me play for you. This is a President Obama who was in the Illinois State Legislature. This was an Infant Born Alive Act that he voted against. Listen to what he said.
I think it's important to understand that this issue ultimately is about abortion and not live births, because if these are children who are being born alive, I at least have confidence that a doctor who is in that room is going to make sure that they're looked after.
Yeah, really? Well, let me play for you soundbite number 25. This is an abortionist, Cesar Santangelo, in the D.C. area. A patient asked him that exact question. Take a listen to the testimony.
Whereas if you were in a hospital in Virginia, let's say, and you went into labor and you went to the hospital and then they saw you deliver, they would do everything possible to help that fetus survive.
Okay, but you won't.
We wouldn't.
Okay.
You know, and that's happened before, to tell you the truth.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, it's happened before. The fetus has been born alive, and we will do nothing to help the fetus alive and stay alive. So, Mr. President, then Mr. State Senator, you really, really got it wrong. But now we take action, folks, and we need your help. ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition. I can't think of another way to motivate you than ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Playing the hypocrisy between what the president says and what is actually happening. But, Than, you brought up a really important point, and that is this is a Planned Parenthood and other standard operating procedure. We're just starting to see it now.
Yeah, as I'm having these conversations with the Hill, Jay, I mean, everyone seems to be shocked about what happened in Kermit Gosnell's clinic. And one of the things that I have really impressed on them is it is shocking, it's horrific, but we cannot be shocked by this because, like these live tapes are showing, this is really standard operating procedure in the abortion industry. It's a problem that permeates the industry. This is just the latest evidence of it. And, Jay, we've known this for a long time. We have been confused because they say they're about comprehensive care. They're about mammograms, when the truth is they don't even provide mammograms. But here's the reality in Washington, D.C., and Jordan's been telling you about this, the political operation. This is an industry that is about three things: abortion, money, and politics. They're not about comprehensive care, and it's time for those of us who are in this fight to understand that and to not be shocked by it.
In a sense, Jordan, the veneer of Planned Parenthood is being peeled away by all of this.
Well, yeah, that's right. I mean, the idea that you could say, well, I support Planned Parenthood, but I don't like abortion, and it's not all about that. This is what they go to bat for. They don't go to bat for anything else. This is why they exist, is for abortion. Everything else is to distract you. Everything else is to confuse the debate. See, you could do all of those preventative services that Planned Parenthood does that aren't related to abortion. You don't need to be a pro-abortion group to do all of that. You know, you could be everything but that and be a women's health center that doesn't kill babies. But yet they never portray themselves as all about abortion. But why do you think they need to lobby? Do you think you really need a lot of lobbying in Washington, D.C. to do preventative cancer screening? No. No. That's something people want to support. They want to get it done. They want people to be able to afford it. And you know, if they can't afford the screen, to be able to get the screen somewhere. That's not why they have so many lobbyists. That's not why they spend millions of dollars on political campaigns directly to the campaigns of their PAC. $15 million in the last election cycle just on direct aid to politicians. Okay, they don't do that for cancer screening. They do that to keep abortion legal and unrestricted. Not safe, legal, and rare. Unrestricted with no legal oversight whatsoever is truly what Planned Parenthood's about.
They don't like regulations. They don't like infant born alive acts. They don't like sonograms. They want nothing that deems to be a restriction on their industry, which is abortion. I want to encourage you right now to go ahead and make the call that's going to make a difference as we push forward for legislation to stop the funding of Planned Parenthood. It's ACLJ.org or call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But make that call now, folks. Let's go right back to the phones.
Yep, back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. Joe in Missouri, line 2. Joe, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Hey, I wanted to make the comment that I wondered why anybody would be surprised that President Obama would take the stand that he has taken with Planned Parenthood, because, you know, the man is willing to kill his own grandchildren.
Well, that's the famous line that he said he didn't want him punished with a baby. Let's play that. This is when he was running for president.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
Don't want them punished with a baby. So no wonder he's in the back pocket of Planned Parenthood. And they're the ones in the room cutting the deals on the Affordable Care Act. ACLJ.org to sign that petition, or 1-877-989-2255. Somebody needs to be speaking out for those babies. It needs to be you. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Hey, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Remember, we're here for a full 30 more minutes. If you get us on SiriusXM, you're getting the full hour of the broadcast. If not, simply go over to ACLJ.org. We'll be streaming the whole broadcast there. Let's go right back to the phones.
Yep, back to the phones, though. We go. A lot of people have been holding on. Regina in New Jersey, line four. Regina, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Regina.
Yes, hi, Jay. A couple of things. Number one, I think that if people saw more pictures of what aborted fetuses look like, it would change their minds. And number two, if the president thinks that babies are a nuisance, then that means all babies that are born in this world, he considers them problems?
Well, they're unwanted ones, he would. That's how he views it. So, you know, he has this view of it's the devaluation of human life, and it's putting life on a scale that, first of all, God doesn't do, and number two, we shouldn't be playing God, which is what's happening here, or worse. But you got to realize where this is coming from. The president's hypocritical. I wish he would read the history of this organization he's in such lockstep with. That's, to me, Jordan, the irony of all this. The eugenics history of Planned Parenthood is well documented, and he's acting as if it doesn't exist.
Right.
It was aimed at blacks.
And it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. The racial origins of Planned Parenthood, the perfect race scenario, the, hey, let's tell poor people in the urban community that we'll abort their babies for them because we think they're having too many babies and we don't want to overpopulate the United States with those kinds of babies. That's what Planned Parenthood exists. I mean, they can't hide that history. And yet, that this is what is, I think, the greatest shame in seeing that President Obama, the first black president, is also the first president who shows up to speak at Planned Parenthood.
I'm still having trouble with that.
I mean, just to imagine that is, as you said, it's to completely ignore the history of the organization.
Let's play number four as we get ready to close this segment of the broadcast out. Play number four.
There was one baby that when it was born, one of the workers was playing with it for several minutes before the worker did exactly what Dr. Gosnell did, snipped the back of the neck. And when we use the word snip, it is a scissors taking a bony part of a vertebrae and cutting it. This is a very, very painful thing. And some of these babies did not die immediately. And they describe their bodies twitching and lifeless.
Go to the phones right now, folks. 1-877-989-2255. And we don't fund this in America. 877-989-2255 to sign on that petition. You can also go to ACLJ.org. But everyone that's listening, you go to your phones right now. 877-989-2255. ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you in a moment.
There's no excuse for this atrocity, and there's no excuse for the fact that Planned Parenthood gets almost half of its budget from the American taxpayer. The ACLJ is battling back, challenging the abortion giant in court and working aggressively on Capitol Hill and in state legislatures to defund them. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
broadcast, everyone. By the way, I'm scheduled to be on Megyn Kelly's broadcast at 2:30 Eastern Time. The issue is going to be the Mirandizing of the bomber in Boston and why the Attorney General let that happen. Of course, he said that was perfectly within the rights of the magistrate and he has no problem with it, which I think, again, not only a missed opportunity, but a horrible move by the Justice Department. As this case continues to unfold. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Gosnell trial closing arguments are today. Jury instructions tomorrow. Verdict possibly by the end of the week. We'll keep everybody posted. Let's go right back to the phones. Who do we have next?
Yeah, back to the phones. So we go, and people have been holding on, so we're going to go to that. Let's go to Robert in Maryland, line 3. Robert, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Robert.
Yeah, hi, Jay. Hi, Jordan. I wanted to ask the both of you, what do you think is the likelihood going of the success could be with the petition drive that the ACLJ has going to defund Planned Parenthood, coupled with the bills in both houses of Congress on Planned Parenthood? How successful do you think both of those things together will be in defunding Planned Parenthood? Because we know once that bill hits President Obama's desk, to it. So how successful would we be able to override a veto?
Yeah, you asked the right question, but also I would say, Robert, depends on how you define success. I actually asked Than during the break, knowing how difficult it's going to be to get this through the Senate, what's a victory here? And keeping it at the – and I'll let Than address this. It's not so much are we going to be able to actually get this – the president a veto-proof passage of the legislation if that were to happen. But if we don't keep bringing it up, it's going to fade away. And, Than, that's a big part of the problem here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Listen, the votes are there in the House of Representatives to pass this and probably to pass it with a veto-proof margin. So I think that that can happen. But you're right, Jay. In the United States Senate, it's a much more open question. But think about a couple of people, people like Joe Manchin and Bob Casey, who their voters are sending them to Washington, D.C. under a promise that they are going to vote pro-life. Well, these are the kind of votes that they need to be forced to take. Maybe they'll take the right one, or maybe they won't. But their voters deserve to know where they stand. And if the president were to get a bill like this and to send it back to the United States Senate, it would take the votes of people like Joe Manchin and Bob Casey in order to override that veto. So you don't know until you take the vote, and you also don't know if those Democrat senators who have told their voters they're pro-life, if they will actually be there unless you make them cast that vote.
So, Robert, part of what we got to do here is keep it up at the forefront. There is a unique convergence going on right now that I see, and Jordan, I think in the time that you've been in Washington too, where you've got the Gosnell trial going on, you got the spotlight on Planned Parenthood, all of this happening simultaneously. I think it does point to at least an opportunity here. I hate to say the word opportunity because I know you said the same thing, but that's what it is.
Well, and it is an opportunity because we've fought so long to expose what's happening in these clinics. Why do they shut down? Why did five shut down in Delaware? Why do they get the 911 calls? Why, when Virginia passes a law to start regulating them as medical clinics, not hospitals, medical clinics, do some decide it's not worth it anymore? Because to get up to code, they would cost them too much money. These are places doing invasive procedures. People are dying, and of course the babies, but the women are too. And the malpractice that doesn't even take into account those who are no longer able to give birth again. Those who lose that ability later in life. And the lies, and of course the fact that, have you ever seen, you know, doctors cannot run these ads like Planned Parenthood could do, or even on their website if you look at it, act like there's no risk, right? I mean, if you take a Tylenol, they have to tell you about risk, or any medication, they tell you about all these risks that could possibly happen. Planned Parenthood's website, everything's fine. No big deal. And, of course, there's informed consent laws, but to bring you in, I don't see the pages and pages of regulations like we have for pharmaceuticals in this country. I mean, when they advertise in a magazine or a newspaper or anything like that, they've got to have three extra pages to tell you all the fine print. Where's the fine print when it comes to Planned Parenthood? Doesn't exist when it comes to abortion.
All right, folks, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org to sign this petition, or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We'll be taking more of your calls when we come back as well at 1-800-684-3110. But if you want to sign that petition, go to ACLJ.org or call us at 877-989-2255. We'll be sending out a special email on this issue today, so make sure you're signing up for email alerts. Back with more in a moment.
What's unfolding in a Philadelphia courtroom is horrific, graphic testimony about the abhorrent procedures performed by abortionist Kermit Gosnell, dismembering children after they are born. But here's the truth. Planned Parenthood has argued in the Florida legislature for the right to do exactly what Gosnell did, kill a child after it is born if the mother and doctor agree. And now we discover that Planned Parenthood knew about Gosnell's horrifying clinic where women died and baby after baby was killed after they were born. They knew and they did nothing, leaving it up to Gosnell's victims to come forward. There's no excuse for this atrocity, and there's no excuse for the fact that Planned Parenthood gets almost half of its budget from the American taxpayer. The ACLJ is battling back, challenging the abortion giant in court and working aggressively on Capitol Hill and in state legislatures to defund them. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones. People have been holding on to talk to us here. Karen in South Dakota on line 6. Karen, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, and thank you and your team's committed service to God and His righteousness. I was thinking about President Obama and how he could say in good conscience, God bless you and God bless America to the Planned Parenthood gathering. If his God is the God that motivated 9/11 or the Boston bomber and other murderous acts, that fits right in line with that. And then another thought I had is, you hear people saying all the time that you can't legislate morality, but with Obamacare, they've legislated immorality with the billions of dollars funding abortions, morning after pills, and all the special rights being afforded to the homosexuals.
Well, I would say this right now, Karen. I mean, when just from top down, first of all, I think on your issue of legislating morality, in a sense, all laws are legislating what's right and wrong, morality, right? I mean, that's why murder, and we define all these different categories. How bad was it? Was it first degree? Was it second degree? Was it manslaughter? Was there a heat of the moment situation? Was there a some kind of situation that changes things? And we have all of that because we have to, in some way, take what's right and wrong and try to turn it into words and rules to live by so that it's fair for all of us, right? So that we know what the rules of the game are. I mean, that's part of government. And so I think the whole idea, that whole discussion, you can't legislate morality. I mean, yes, people, we live in a free country. But freedom does not mean you can do whatever you want whenever you want to because some things you do have impacts on people. And when you define life is very important. And I'm going to focus in on the issue at hand here. Because what we have done, and the whole world has done, the Western world, I'll say that, and Europe and the United States, to define life this way, I think, is atrocious. And to act shocked when this is happening in Philadelphia is also ridiculous. What do you think is happening in abortion clinics? What do you think it looks like? Do you think it's not doesn't always look like this because it's a month earlier? Really? I mean, think about that for a moment. Why are you okay with that? Shouldn't that be just because this is happening a month later, so upsetting to you, 20 minutes later, 3 weeks later, 2 weeks later, a week later? What about a month before? And you act shocked, right? The whole country is shocked. We shouldn't be shocked. We know this is what's going on. The truth is those posters that you see at those pro-life protests, they may look be offensive. They may say, whoa, that's shocking. That's graphic. It is, but it's real. That's what it looks like, folks. And now they can't say that again. But let's not let them win some debate where they can act as if it happened a month before in a different kind of clinic, it would look different. You know, it wouldn't be like that. Because absolutely not true. Let's get right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Vanessa in New Mexico, line 5. Vanessa, welcome to JCKO Live.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, thanks. I just am so disgusted with the fact that our president is, like you said, you know, even going to that first sitting president. But I feel like taking on the abortion industry that you guys, the way you are, is like taking on the pornography industry, is that there's so much money involved. And the fact, I guess, that we just need to keep, like you said, keep it in the forefront and help people to understand that life is precious. But do you have things, if you know, the bombers can put things on YouTube about how...
We have a whole listing. If you go to the ACLJ website, we've got a lot of video resources there, including our movies, Choosing Life, Life Happens. I mean, we've got, we're doing a special right now that's going to air, I think, week after next on this issue. So, yeah, we've got a lot of video resources out there and encourage you to go to the website. It's a great way to get resources on this. Let's go right back and grab some more calls. If you want to talk to us on air, by the way, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110.
Stefan in Washington State on line one. Stefan, welcome to JCKO Live.
Hi, Stefan.
How are you doing? Appreciate your work you're doing. It just reminds me the whole issue that has been revolving around the abortion at this point for years, but it's kind of the pinnacle now coming out in this trial. But when I was growing up in the former East German part of the country behind the Iron Curtain, we had a tradition that we had to go to every year as a class to go to one of the concentration camps that were pretty much nearby. And as we were seeing the movies, the original footage of films that were taken, it was something that reminded me, because after World War II was had ended, those people who actually committed these atrocities were actually held accountable at the Nuremberg.
Yeah, they were put on trial in the Nuremberg trials for doing that. And what's happening now, you've got a trial going on. Right now, the Gosnell trial, closing arguments are taking place literally right now. And we expect jury instructions tomorrow, and a verdict is early as the middle of the week, the end of the week. I would expect that it's possible we can get a verdict. It may take longer. There's a lot of charges. But, yes, I mean, there are trials now going on in this. But it has taken a long time to get to these trials. And we've been fighting a long time on that. And you're talking about, you know, 300 charges in the Gosnell trial in and of itself is, you know, is just outrageous. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's grab another call, Jordan.
Yep, Nettie in California on line 2. Nettie, welcome to JCKO Live.
Yes, hi. I'm just commenting on what the President Obama said regarding that he has two daughters and that if they were to make the mistake, he would not want them to live with that mistake of raising a baby.
He actually said he doesn't want them punished with let me play you exactly what he said, and then I'll let you finish your comment, Nettie.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals, but if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
Yeah, there you go. So that's what he actually said. But go ahead, Nettie.
Okay, he doesn't want them to be punished with a baby, raising a baby. Okay. But yet he expects us to fund Planned Parenthood abortion clinic.
Correct.
And to me, I find that very irresponsible.
Jordan and Than can address this. This is his group. I mean, this Jordan, this is who he's associated with. This is his team.
Absolutely right. I mean, Than, here in Washington, D.C., Planned Parenthood's influence, I mean, they work in the shadows to some extent when it comes to members of Congress who I think are more, you know, they've got to be more responsive to their constituents who, even on the left, don't really want to know, they don't like these connections. But when it comes to the White House, when it comes to executive branch, when it comes to all these departments, these agencies, the Health and Human Services, they are very much, they have a, not only do they have a seat at the table, they have the only seat at the table sometimes.
Oh, their presence is felt to an extreme measure, Jordan. I mean, I almost never agree with Cecile Richards, but she got this one right when she talked about this president doing more for their industry than any president in history. He has done it as a political payback. And just to follow up on that point, Jordan, I would say this. We need to also remember about how small the ask that we are asking for is. This is not about the legality of abortion, although we're talking about that in other ways. We are saying it is time to stop abuse. Using the taxpayer and forcing them to pay for these atrocities. The rest of it can be debated down the road. This is simply about spending our money in a way that actually provides health care and not abortion. But Planned Parenthood won't stand for that.
No, they won't. And they continue to spew their emphasis, which is, of course, they are the largest provider of abortions. You could say whatever you want to say, but that's what they are. They also have this view that even infants born alive, remember what that whole situation in Florida? Take a listen to number 8.
You stated that a baby born on a table as a result of a botched abortion, that decision should be left to the doctor and the family. Is that what you're saying?
That decision should be between the patient and the healthcare provider.
I think that at that point, the patient would be the child struggling on a table. Wouldn't you agree?
That's a very good question. I really don't know how to answer that.
Yeah, we know how they answer it. They're answering it based on what's going on right now in the Gosnell trial. They're answering it based on the way it goes on in that testimony you heard earlier in the broadcast out of Virginia, out of the D.C. clinic, where they said that the child sometimes is born alive. He says that happens. They don't do anything to help the child. Of course not. So the president thought, oh, yeah, of course they would try to protect the child at that point. Well, they don't. But, folks, that's why we're asking you to engage the issue. It's ACLJ.org to sign on that petition or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Coming up, Jordan was in a great debate on Hannity on the issue of immigration reform. And while we're in favor of immigration reform, we think it has to be done the right way. You're going to want to stay tuned for this debate that was on Hannity. We're going to play that in a moment. And also, I'll be on Megyn Kelly's broadcast this afternoon, 2:30 Eastern Time, discussing the issue of the Miranda warnings in the Boston terror attacks. Again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. To sign on to that petition. Back with more in just a moment.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on. A lot of great things happening. And a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
What's unfolding in a Philadelphia courtroom is horrific. Graphic testimony about the abhorrent procedures performed by abortionist Kermit Gosnell, dismembering children after they are born. But here's the truth. Planned Parenthood has argued in the Florida legislature for the right to do exactly what Gosnell did, kill a child after it is born if the mother and doctor agree. And now we discover that Planned Parenthood knew about Gosnell's horrifying clinic where women died and baby after baby was killed after they were born. They knew and they did nothing. leaving it up to Gosnell's victims to come forward. There's no excuse for this atrocity, and there's no excuse for the fact that Planned Parenthood gets almost half of its budget from the American taxpayer. The ACLJ is battling back, challenging the abortion giant in court, and working aggressively on Capitol Hill and in state legislatures to defund them. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Listen, we're going to come back to this issue of the Kermit Gosnell trial and this effort to defund Planned Parenthood. It's more important now than ever, folks. Also, we're going to continue to keep you updated on Pastor Saeed's case. You heard from Jordan. The very latest troubling developments in his situation. He is now in solitary confinement. He has problems with his kidneys as a result of that internal bleeding. His situation is as dire as ever. And if you have not yet signed that petition for his freedom, we need you to do it today at SaveSaeed.org. But folks, in this segment of the broadcast, I want to play for you an interview that Jordan did on Sean Hannity's TV broadcast on Friday night. Of course, one of the other major issues going on right now in Washington, D.C. is the immigration debate, the issue of how do we go about better securing our borders. At the same time, this discussion about a comprehensive bill, about a pathway to citizenship or an amnesty program. Marco Rubio has been at the center of this debate. There's a lot of discussion over whether or not you do those two things together, what order you do them in, how you ensure that the border is actually secured. Remember, back in 1986, we tried to pass a comprehensive immigration bill that was supposed to secure our borders, and yet here we are in 2013 dealing with the same problem all over again. So Jordan was on with Sean Hannity. Also on was Francisco Hernandez. Jordan and Francisco had a chance to have this conversation with Sean. I wanted to give you a chance to hear it. Let's go ahead and roll it.
Welcome back to Hannity. As the immigration debate continues in Washington and across the country, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder is now saying that he believes providing a pathway to citizenship for the 11 million illegals in America is a matter of civil rights. Here's what America's top cop said in a speech before the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund on Wednesday.
Creating a pathway to earned citizenship for the 11 million unauthorized immigrants in this country is absolutely essential. The way we treat our friends and neighbors who are undocumented, by creating a mechanism for them to earn citizenship and to move out of the shadows, transcends the issue of immigration status. This is a matter of civil and human rights. It is about who we are as a nation, and it goes to the core of our treasured American principle of equal opportunity.
So let's get this straight. The chief law enforcement officer of the United States wants to break the nation's immigration laws. It's unbelievable. Here with reaction from the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulow, and immigration attorney Francisco Hernandez. Gentlemen, welcome to you both. Nice to see you. Jordan,
let me
begin with you, because every time you think that you've heard the worst of the worst from Eric Holder,
seriously,
he says or does something even more outrageous. So here he is casting amnesty as a civil rights emergency and necessity. This is not a legal argument coming from Eric Holder. This is a cynical political argument, because what he's doing is what the left always does, which is cast supporters of amnesty as the good guys and those who oppose amnesty, for those who have broken the law to get in the country, as the bad guys. He's casting us as essentially the demonizing our side of the argument. This is what the left does, and it's grossly reckless.
And by doing that, Monica, and I agree with everything you just said, by doing that, he weakens America. And why do I say that? Because if you take his statement to the logical conclusion, everyone has a right to become an American citizen in the world. And we know that's not true. National sovereignty is protected. International law, we did a survey of all the international law, the human rights law. There is no human rights law in the world that requires a country to take people who are there illegally and make them into citizens. And it's a policy decision. But again, as you said, Monica, very dangerous, because it casts those of us who question this administration, because of these statements, any kind of change in the legal system and how to deal with the people here. It makes us all question, you know, we're going to be demonized in this process. We're going to be, we're the anti-civil rights people now. This is so unfortunate, coming not just from a member of the president, Johnson's cabinet, but by the Attorney General of the United States. It's wrong by law, and it's wrong to do the country.
Hey, Francisco, let me ask you about this, because Eric Holder is the nation's chief law enforcement officer. He's supposed to be enforcing the laws, as is the President of the United States. And yet to invoke civil rights, which is a very serious concept, in this kind of way seems incredibly reckless, irresponsible, destructive. Well, and in the same way, it's cheapening the term civil rights, because you actually do have civil rights movements that have meant something in this country. To say that we're going to grant people who've broken the law to get here the same civil rights, things that people must enjoy as basic human beings, seems to me outrageous and exploitative. What say you?
Well, the problem is here, you guys are talking about everything except for what he said. You look at his words. All he said was a pathway to citizenship if they pay their way, if they pay taxes. Yes, there's a constitution, there's equal protection. There are laws that apply equally across the board.
That's after you're here legally, though.
Mr. Secular, I didn't interrupt you. All we're saying.
But don't
let's call them
the facts.
Hang on, one at a time. Francisco,
I thought I got a chance
to
answer.
Go ahead. Finish your point.
I thought
Francisco.
I got the answer. The point is, you guys are quoting everything except what he said. All he said is if they buy the ticket, they get to ride on the bus. Let's create the law that allows these folks that have been here, and we've been taxing them, to become legal. Isn't that what we want?
Well,
but he also said it was a human rights violation not to, and that's the problem.
That's the context,
yes,
Francisco.
Now you're paraphrasing.
Let's talk about exactly what the Attorney General said, Francisco.
Yes.
He was saying that granting amnesty to those who have come into this country illegally, this is exactly what he's talking about, because, again, he's not making a legal argument. He's making a political argument. Right. That granting amnesty is a basic civil right, and that's what we're claiming is very
But he didn't say amnesty. And if you're going down that interpretation, let me finish what I'm saying.
One at a time, guys.
Let me finish what I'm saying. It's your turn. It's your turn, okay? But listen, guys, the way you guys are going, you're making the same argument against Marco Rubio, who I think has his brain and his heart in the right place. They're coming up with a solution that both sides agree have a huge problem that needs to be solved. For now, 8 years, we've been talking about urging the federal government to act. Arizona passed some crazy laws that got held unconstitutional.
Like because it has nothing to do with the issue.
The federal government to act. So
Let me get to you. Like I said, is not a legal argument. This is Obama and Holder making a community organizing argument. In other words, creating a whole new class of victims and then claiming that the government has to take responsibility for those victims.
But
he
didn't say that.
Hold
on, Francisco.
Senator Rubio, who are making the case of how we should handle, which is a policy issue, the 11 million plus people who are here illegally. It's a policy issue. Why do we get to make those decisions, Francisco? You know why? We're not required to do one thing or the other. It's broad. We can keep them here. We can send them back. We can create a pathway to citizenship. And being on either side of that doesn't make someone a human rights violator if they don't agree with the Attorney General of the United States.
Or, by the way, a racist, because that's what implicit in Holder's argument as well. All right, guys, I got to leave it there. I know we're going to revisit this early and often as this debate continues, but I want to thank you so much. Francisco Jordan, thank you.
Again, folks, that was Jordan on with Sean Hannity and Francisco Hernandez on Fox News from Friday. We will continue to keep you posted on that immigration debate. But, folks, today, as the Kermit Gosnell trial closes, I want to leave you with this quote from his defense attorney. He said, "If we are going in this room to say that a baby born alive because it moves one time without any other movement, that is ludicrous." Folks, they're called signs of life. When a baby moves, breathes, cries, or moans, that baby is alive, and Kermit Gosnell has killed him. That's the closing argument today, folks. You heard the case from Jay. We want you to stand with us. It's time for the abortion industry to quit being subsidized by the American taxpayer. Call now 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
There's no excuse for this atrocity, and there's no excuse for the fact that Planned Parenthood gets almost half of its budget from the American taxpayer. The ACLJ is battling back, challenging the abortion giant in court, and working aggressively on Capitol Hill and in state legislatures to defund them. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.